Hey guys, so this episode is going to be about titling the post as well as the description. if this is your first time listening to the podcast, my name is Benjamin. What we do here is we pick up people's thrown away stuff when they throw out the garbage, sometimes on the side of the garbage can, they'll throw away actual things, bikes, rugs, appliances, households, things that we can pick up, fix if it needs to be fixed, and then sell it. So when we title an item, and I made a YouTube video about this. If you guys want to go check out my YouTube channel, Dirty Money Machine, the video is called Items. So what you're going to want to do is, well, first you're going to want to understand how the search engines work. And I showed it in the video as well. So if you're looking for, you know, let's say, garage shelves, right? Type in garage shelves in either, you know, Facebook, Letgo, or OfferUp. When you type in garage shelves, you'll get a couple things. Now, type in something else similar to garage shelves, like garage metal shelves, right? Because you have garage shelves, everything you just pulled up previously will be there. But it's also going to include the metal ones. Now you can pull up. Now you can type in storage cells, right? Don't even use the word garage. You're going to pull up something completely different. And then you can use shelves. Totally different. What I'm trying to say here is when you're writing the title, this isn't a very advanced search engine that they have on it. It's just picking out words. That's all it's doing. So it's not like Google where, you know, you write cat tree and then it's gonna pull up cat poles, cat trees, cat treats, cat this, cat this. No, it's not that complicated. Like, it's not that advanced. It just picks out the title. So when I post something in terms of carpet cleaner, let's say that, you know, those big ones where they have the rotators on the bottom and then they clean your carpets, you know, with water and then they dry it up. So when you want to do that, you got to understand when you go on one of these sites that the title is never seen, right? Unless you click the item, it's kind of seen on the top, but you really don't see it, so it's not that big of a focus. So be creative. Letgo and OfferUp will let you do as many characters as you want. Facebook is douchebags, and they'll do, I think, 250 characters, but you can still fit a lot there. So you're going to want to just... Oh, shit, I'm so sorry. Just use as many words as possible. So carpet cleaners, carpet steam, vacuums, Bissell, whatever the thing is, V, whatever, cleaners. Just do as much as possible, because when a person wants a carpet cleaner, you don't know how they're going to put in their search. They want a carpet cleaner, yes, but they might search steam vacuum, right? And if you don't have that in your title, they're not going to pull up your post. When you write the description, this is how I like to do it. First, when you have a good title, if you've looked at my video items as well, I have a key replacement. So what my key replacement does, what that means is anytime you write, let's say, OMW, your phone automatically replaces it with on the way, right? You can manipulate your phone for it to do the same thing. It's really cool. So when I first create a post, the actual description of it. I'm sorry, I'm actually looking it up right now. I'll type in phrase, explanation point, explanation quote, whatever you want. What pulls up on my side, it says, hey guys, right? Then I put a space between it, and that space is where I'm going to put the actual wording stuff into it, you know? This is this, this, this. And then it carries on. So I say, hey guys, then I put a space to put my description, and then I put another space, and my key phrase continues, it says, I will bring it to you for free. Then I put another space, free of charge, excuse me. Then I put another space. Delivery is absolutely free. Put another space. Then I put no time to go to the bank. That's okay. You can pay me through whichever payment you would like. Cash or money sent online. Zelle, PayPal, Facebook Messenger, Venmo, Google Wallet, blah, 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 blah. Message, put another space. Message me if interested. So me just putting in one word has already created a pretty good base for me, right? Because all items, I'm offering free delivery. I'm offering whatever payment type they would like, and I just have that because it makes it simpler. And it reality, when a person sees that you're putting that much effort into the post, they like that. So, hey guys, you know, that's where I start. Space. I just describe it. Just one sentence, describe it. Selling this Bissell carpet clear. Boom. That's it, right? Space. Now you're going to want to sell the item. Selling is a different game when, and this is how I learned my stuff. I learned my stuff from the flea market. My dad always told me, absolute G, you're selling the item, and he understands people really well, and he doesn't, I don't know why he doesn't want to admit that he's a businessman. He is. People are emotional. They're not logical, right? So when you're selling a carpet cleaner, you're describing it, of course, but you're going to want to say something in terms of when guests come over, they're going to notice that your house looks completely different. So that's one way you can do it. You can do peace of mind, like the carpet cleaner could take care of any stain. So whenever your kids are running through with shoes, whenever your dog has an accident, don't ever worry about maybe paying like the down payment of the rent. So you give them like peace of mind. You're providing, it's just a carpet cleaner that you're selling, but you're going to want it to make it sound like you're selling more, like it provides something else, and hit them with the emotional. So like if you're selling like a cooler, right, it's just a cooler for $10, but what it's providing is friendship. It's providing a good time with your friends. It's providing ease that you will never have to strain your back while you're running, walking through the beach, because it's that easy to pull. It's providing a good time because when you're watching the kids run around, you're able to have a cool drink. It's just a cooler, but you're describing what it can provide emotionally. So, hey guys, just write whatever thing it is. The next part is going to be the emotional hit. And then the last part I usually do, what's if there's anything wrong with it, and be completely honest, because they'll notice that crap. You know, carpet cleaning works great. Nothing's wrong with it, or, you know, plastic has a little bend to it, crack in it, whatever. And then that's it. So all you gotta do is just copy that description. Once you post it, copy it. Go to Letgo, do the same thing. Go to Facebook, do the same thing. Boom, boom, boom. you'll get better at it. You'll get understand a little bit more about it. Just try as hard as you can in the beginning. It becomes kind of natural later. But that's how you're going to want to do it. All right, guys. Until next video, let's make that money.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.